Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's 6 p.m. and this is the Sunday Show. Got Kendall in Minneapolis and F. Wayne Johnson. Where are you today, Wayne?
I'm in Columbus, Ohio, where it's snowing right now as we speak.
Well, nothing new about that, and I'm.
I was going to say, of course, if I was back home in Maryland, it's snowing right now as we would speak.
And I'm Gwen Berry, and I'm in South Florida, and I'm feeling a lot better than any of y'all. And happy about that too. I remember the last year I was in Boston, and I was commuting in and out of town. And, oh, my God, the hail and the cold wind blowing off of the sea that would go right
oh,
through.
Oh, yeah.
Just at it. They've had over 100 inches of snow in Boston.
They've gotten clobbered this year. And they have a cold winter because it's damp cold. And that gets right to the bone. That's very cold.
Oh,
at least sometimes in Minnesota here it gets cold, but it's usually a drier cold, and that's when it's more bearable. If it is bearable.
I was going to say, I've got a friend that's in that New England area, Providence, Rhode Island, as a matter of fact, and they sent, there's pictures on Facebook where it's so cold up there, basically ocean water, which very seldom freezes,
wow.
is basically turning into like a slushy. The waves coming in look like
Ooh.
They poured out slushy.
Yeah, it looks like an alien world, I bet.
Yeah, it's a rare occurrence up there.
Right.
Well, you know, gentlemen, we were discussing before the show what would be a hot topic, other than the fact that a good friend in the cathode ray for so many years and such a great guy, good actor and director, has gone at warp speed out there, Mr. Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, I posted in Facebook that little bit that went on the movie about Spock. You know, when Kirk to the bagpipes is saying that, you know, a little obituary to Spock. Everyone remembers him as Spock, but the man himself was a treasure. And
oh, he was.
It's a sad thing that we've lost him. But he had a great life.
He did an album of songs, popular songs of the late 60s and early 70s. At one point, he only did one album. It wasn't that good. But it was nice that he delved into that a little bit. And he narrated a bunch of other factual documentaries and stuff. He was quite diverse in his...
One of my favorite shows was his. He began executive producing it, and he narrated it, In Search Of. I love that.
Yeah,
show.
Right. Right, yeah.
For a long time. The other thing that we might toss on the table here is the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be addressing Congress this week.
Well, I'll be turning my back on that.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
I guess he's going to ask us to back him up over there with a policy against Iran and them being able to, them being
enrich uranium.
Yeah, supporting that. And, of course, we do have David in the chat today.
Hi, David.
I'll do some translating if he doesn't call in. Call in, David, if you can. He's already posted. The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins by Leonard Nimoy. Maybe we can sign off with that. That would
oh, yeah,
okay.
That would be fun. That would be good.
Do you think that this, because it's been such a fiasco from the beginning, from Boehner, or Boehner, what do you call him?
Here in Ohio, they pronounce it Boehner, but it looks like to me it's pronounced, that it's spelt Boehner, but that's just me.
Well, O-E in German is pronounced A, long A, so that's where you get Boehner from.
Yeah, they make it Boehner.
But everybody calls him Boehner because he is a boner. The guy's worthless.
I thought you'd come out with that, Jack. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. She was baiting you, Jack.
Yeah, and, you know, he can't even control his own caucus. He got very little accomplished during his first 4 years as Speaker of the House, and Nancy Pelosi smoked him. She smoked him in her tenure, and she got stuff passed over opposition, and he can't get a damn thing done. He's absolutely worthless, and all he wants to do is go to Obama. That's all he wants to do. So he kisses ass with the Tea Party guys, hoping that that'll help him, and it never does. They don't like him. Nobody likes the guy.
Well, Jack, my son-in-law's youngest brother was a political science major in Dayton, and he interned in Boehnert's office, you know, as part of his credits to graduate college.
Did he end up an alcoholic, too?
No, Ben, well, maybe Ben. Ben's okay. But when they were trying to pass the budget bill, and, of course, this is when the wave of the Tea Partiers came in, the Teabaggers came in, and, you know, they went over it. They knew they had their numbers right and everything like that, but it was just total obstructionist from the Teabaggers that got elected that year.
Oh,
and Boehner basically got so fed up with him, he said, look, get your ass in line and vote for this bill. You know, put another cut off this simple shit. And,
that's one of the few times that he actually stood up to him. He hasn't done that too much.
David is with us today. So welcome, David. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
We're
good
doing
to hear
well.
From you again.
Everybody doing okay?
Warm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
What is the weather like there in Okiestan?
Oh, it is snowing and raining and sleeting and all around miserable.
Ooh,
I'm looking out the window right now, and there's we made a snowman, but that's about the activity of the whole day.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about the address this coming week to the Congress by the Israeli Prime Minister.
Oh, Bibi?
Yeah.
Netanyahu. Yep.
You know, he's doing a lot more damage than he actually thinks he's doing. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Becoming a big embarrassment for the fundraisers over here.
Counterproductive. Counterproductive.
It is.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Even back home.
He's putting a lot of eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
Even his own, the Israelis back home in Israel are saying, you know, what a goofball. You know, you're doing. He's embarrassing the whole nation of Israel.
Yeah, he isn't embarrassing.
Yeah, and what is he doing it for? There's absolutely no evidence that Iran is developing nuclear weapons.
No, he's playing Republican American politics. He's coming up with a bunch of bogus fears for the Israelis to bite on so that they'll reelect him. It's typical, and you know, he's got an American advisor over there advising him, who is very heavily in with, was a protege of Frank Luntz, you know, that soundbite guy that Republicans use so much. And you can tell the influence is definitely there.
Well, you know, what another interesting thing about, we were talking earlier about CPAC, and they went with Rand Paul, I guess, over to
But I think the pecking order was Rand Paul, Scott, and then Cruz.
Ooh.
Jeb Bush came in like sixth or something like that.
The terrible trio.
Scott Walker made a comment in the CPAC that was just outrageous. He said, if I can take on 100,000 protesters, I can do the same all over the world. That's his broom to ride, you know?
Oh, I saw him. I saw him on TV. How disgusting. And, you know, that's going to appeal to the wing nuts that are out there that don't pay attention to anything except Fox News or Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck. Hey, all the conspiracy nuts. Oh, yeah, he's our man. You know, they're going to lap him up big time. And that's what the Koch brothers want. The Koch brothers are spoon-feeding him things to say and how to behave. And he's a perfect lapdog for them, you know.
Yep.
Well, everybody knows there's no difference between striking Wisconsin teachers and Middle East terrorists.
No, that's not ISIS. Unionized. It's union. It's the union that's doing it. That's the dog, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
getting back to Bibi, I think what I would vote for the party for the rest of my life is the party that would, once he gets in front of Congress, someone asks him a question of how come Israel doesn't declare their nuclear weapons and sign the IAEA treaty.
Good point.
Right.
An excellent thing to get him when he's in Congress.
Good
right.
point. And I hope somebody brings that up, but I don't think they will. I think the Jewish lobby is too strong.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Right, right. Well, it's just like, you know,
it's
proverbial.
Funny. He's Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just.
Well, I mean, it's funny. He's coming over here and trying to stir up trouble because of the possibility of Iran having nuclear weapons when his country has nuclear weapons and they will not sign the IAEA treaty. And we have laws that says that any country that has nuclear weapons that does not sign that treaty that we cannot even trade with, we cannot
right.
support, we cannot trade with.
Well, we'll make an exception for Israel, and he knows it. I mean, he's playing
that's
his
right.
card
because,
to the hilt
yeah.
on that. That's bad.
That's because God's on their side. So,
yeah,
so right in the
insane.
Bible.
Yeah, that's insane too. Those guys, they are guilty of Nazi-like behavior toward the Palestinians, big time. And there's no dispute in that.
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot of unrest. There's a lot of protests. There's a lot of talk of political change-ups in Israel because of this last year and because
Good.
Of Netanyahu.
Let labor yeah. take over. I don't think they will, but I'd like to see it happen.
Well, there's the Orthodox community.
That would be nice.
Keep those old fear-mongers in power.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's exactly what's going on there. But... you know, even Feinsteiner, is it Feinsteiner, is it Feinstein?
Feinstein, yeah.
Feinstein, yes,
is saying that Netanyahu's pretty arrogant to be claiming.
Oh, very much so.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's
well, that's a big statement for her to make, I would say, and I'm glad she made it. And we need more congresspersons and senators doing the same thing.
And then on the other side of all of that, you've got Russia going a little bit split down the middle right now too.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, well, you're talking about returning back to the good old days when your opposition is just gunned down right in the street, right in front of the Kremlin itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's like okay, yeah, there's things are really going off the deep end there.
I'd like to ask one of you: do you think that Putin had anything to do with it?
I'll start off. Yes,
I don't think
yes.
he does. I mean, my opinion.
You
don't
think so?
Did. No,
I do.
No, no.
Okay,
I think
give me a reason why not.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of the guy that got gunned down. His big platform was anti-corruption, and there's 10 more enemies before Putin that would have killed him. There's a lot of corrupt.
Yeah,
the
market.
I don't
even
know
Russian mafia and all that
for
stuff,
lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Now, wanting him dead before Putin did. Putin has too much to lose.
Right.
I mean, there was a lot of people that wanted the guy dead before Putin did.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, one thing's for sure, we won't know because it's full of mystique and
mm-hmm.
unknown things that are behind the scenes that we aren't privy to. And it's like
and you
Russian
also
politics
have to take
is always that way.
Yeah, that Putin can easily trump up charges and just have him arrested.
Right, that's true, too.
So,
yeah.
I mean, nobody, you know, the mobsters don't have that power, but Putin has that power. So if
right.
he wanted him out of the way, he would just have him, like the other guy that had the oil company, I forget what his name was.
Yeah, they
just had
they
arrested.
Arrested him, too, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when they went free enterprise, and he bought in and bought them all up. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, no, we don't want you owning all this. Even though
yeah.
you got it legally, you obtained it legally and stuff, we decided
mm-hmm.
now we're going to take it back.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, gentlemen, what do you think is going to turn out to be the turnaround issue in the 2016 presidential candidacy, the argument, the biggest one that's going to be on the domestic side of things?
Oh, something the Koch brothers will gin up with their $900 million of support for Scott
oh, yeah.
Walker or
yeah.
some other goofball.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they're gonna trump up
something.
There'll be something something unforeseen they'll try and blindside the Democratic opposition
yeah.
with. And they hate Hillary's side, so.
like
anything but the true issues. It'll be a side issue of something.
Oh, it'll be some
war on Christmas or some sort of crap.
Bread and circus and stuff. They will throw so much crap up. Yeah, they're going to throw so much crap up on the wall, and they're just going to sling as much as they can, and then hope to see what sticks.
Exactly.
And once they find what sticks, that'll be their mantle.
And they'll be joined on the lesser side by Karl Rove and the rest, and Dick Armey and the rest of those dirt balls. So we're not going to we're going to have nothing but garbage thrown around.
Well, these guys have been out there.
I think Benghazi will come up some.
Oh,
I mean, remember, it's going to be Hillary.
Oh, that's
yeah. They say that in their sleep constantly.
Yeah, even though through even a Republican-controlled panel reviewed it and said, you know what, there's nothing here. Of course, Dick Cheney.
No, it's been reviewed like 21 times.
Yeah, I was going to say they've gone through it so many times, but it's again, they're hoping something will stick.
These guys are already out there stomping on issues already, like Jeb Bush. It's definitely not. He's come out with it several times. I guess it's what he falls back to when he forgets what he's talking about. And he reaffirms that he's not going to support marriage equality. And they are definitely against the legalization of marijuana nationally and statewide. And these are two issues that millennial Republican voters are for.
Right, and that's why it'll keep them out. I hope it'll keep them out of the White House, no matter how much trickery and gerrymandering they do. But we just don't know. These guys are so ruthless and so unpredictable, you just don't know what kind of shit they're going to be flinging and what's going to stick and what's not.
And the other one, and I'm sure David will have something to say about this, the other issue that is cropping up slowly in the GOP stomping is that they're anti-vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
and Jim Inhofe, of course, is anti-climate change. They'll be playing all that stuff up, too.
Right.
Hey, we got a star player in that with from Okiestan. We got
Inhofe.
So,
yeah,
you know.
He's something else, that guy.
Is he
he's
the
not the only one. There's a bunch of them out there.
Who was the third snowball in Congress saying, hold up a snowball and say, see, there's no global warming, and then threw the snowball, tossed the snowball at somebody.
That was Inhofe. If it's something just completely outrageous to do with climate change, it's Inhofe.
Or Vitterel pipe in on something goofy. And, what rock do these guys crawl out of, and where's the raid for these guys? You know what I mean?
They're the ingrown toenail that won't go away.
What comes to me is what constituents keep voting these people in. That's mind-boggling to me.
You're talking about my state.
Yeah,
you're talking about my state now. Watch it.
I'm asking for an input.
I have a friend that lives in Tulsa.
I think it has to do with the catfish nuggets they always serve around here.
Oh, man,
water.
Catfish nuggets.
I have a friend that lives in Tulsa, David, and she's been in education for a long time, and she knows the score. And she just is, you know, her eyes are always rolling. You know, she can't believe what's going on down there. But it's, you know,
really what it is there's not a single vote for anything that has to do with petroleum that he's ever voted against, and so that's his big base there.
Right.
I mean, he screams his stupid stuff, but he does it for a reason, and that's because he's bankrolled by the Petroleum Institute.
Sure.
You know, there's earthquakes, you know, in Oklahoma. It used to be about 3 a year, and now it's about up to 900 a year.
Oh, my
3 or 4 a day. And
they
still have it in study. You know, that's how much power he's got it. So,
yeah, that's unreal. And then you got Orrin Hatch. Yeah. You know, there was a thing on free speech this week about pharmaceuticals and, you know, or supplements, you know, nutrition supplements.
Right.
21% of only 21% of them were accurate on the label as to what they contained. The rest of them were all filled with filler and wheat and all kinds of stuff. And Walmart took them all off the shelves, I guess, but they still sell them online. So, you know, it's just this greed and corruption is just pervasive throughout our economy and our political system, doesn't go away.
And I can speak directly to this. Those same companies that are putting fillers into what they call natural supplements.
Are
the same companies that are trying to make it impossible for me to purchase and work with fresh herbs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be St. John's wort. It does not contain St. John's wort. You know, it's just weird.
Well, and it depends on...
It really is disgusting because the industry was sort of started by grassroots people that had a genuine concern about health, and they wanted to seek alternative methods.
Right.
And it's been co-opted by these industries. I mean, a lot of them are from China, you know.
And Orrin Hatch made it possible for them to get away with this stuff because he ended the regulation on the active regulation that was being done on these types of companies, and they're like bulletproof now. You can't nail them with anything. It's just terrible.
Gentlemen, you should also slip in there too. There are several companies out there. Well, several. I know four right off the top of my head, but like New Chapter, that actually are good herbal supplement and supplement companies. They put what they say into them. But they don't cost $7.95 a bottle. They cost more like $38 a bottle.
Yeah.
There's a reason for it.
The concept is being co-opted by the industry that's looking for a buck, you know.
Sure.
It's a lot like some of the green stuff you see in some of these whole food stores, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff they say it's you know, range fed and grain fed and all, you know.
Yeah,
it's
fraudulent,
it's fraudulent.
Yeah.
And if they get caught at it, they get called down. They're supposed to be. Well, Whole Foods has taken it now on the top of the head a couple of times in the last 2 years and had to pull
they
stuff
have,
up
yeah,
off the
yeah.
shelf.
And I've noticed a huge increase of Perrier sparkling water on the market all of a sudden. And I noticed that Nestle bought that company from France, or bought the rights for it for the U.S. And all of a sudden, it's everywhere. And, you know, it's not all genuine French spring water. It's not. It's just got the name, that's all. You know, it is carbonated water. So, you can't fool me, pal.
That's the next thing.
You know, if it was up to me, I would outlaw bottled water.
Yeah.
Really, I would. Because the amount of damage that is caused
economic
by the plastic bottles...
Environmentally,
and half the time the Pepsis and the Cokes are just bottling the local tap water and just shipping it to you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's sacrificing the environment for convenience.
For profit.
Yeah, I can
just
shed a little light on this. A company was located in California, up around the San Jose area, and basically they build a machine. What they do is they take the tap water. And they run it through basically a voltage arc, which separates the hydrogen from the oxygen. And then everything else then passes through, and then they just, you know, the natural recombining of hydrogen to oxygen, the electromagnetic accumulation comes back, and then you have basically the purified water that way. This is what is used in Pepsi, which is the Aquafina brand. And, you know, I had a brother-in-law that said... they did a test on it, and the water was full of bacteria and substandard. And I said, look, it's running down the same production line as the Mountain Dew, the Pepsi, and the other products.
So
you're going to say that they're going to shut off the production line, set it up so it runs imperfect water, which is 90% of those sodas anyway. All they're doing is just shut off the valve for the flavor, and they're still running down the same production line. So.
Greed and corruption are just running through almost all aspects of our culture, and it's really getting overbearing and disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I've had enough of it, man.
You know, the municipal water districts, they do, I mean, considering the amount of money they get, they do a remarkable job. I mean, pretty good tap water.
Yeah, that's right.
And, there's no reason to buy bottled water.
Right.
New York has really great water, but I got to tell you, where I live here in Lake Worth, we need a lot of work done. It's really pretty bad. So I have a filtration system in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I use
Pure or something, or whatever they call it. Yeah.
I change it every so often. I used to use one of those pitcher things.
Yeah, this pure.
If you could see it,
it's got the charcoal filter in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Activated charcoal time.
And it makes
the other stuff that we're talking about was DI water, deionized.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. And now with all the fracking going on, and we don't know how much of that contaminated water is seeping through to the natural water systems. That's a very scary thought.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Because a lot of that stuff you can't purify anymore. And, you know, of all the water in the world, only 2.5% of it, only 2.5% is drinkable fresh water. And we're using that to frack with. How do you like that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, it's just that fracking industry has got that exemption from the Clean Water Act.
Thanks, Dick Cheney.
To George W. Bush.
Yeah, they're totally immune from all environmental rules and regulations.
Yeah, written by the Halliburton Group. But, we're paying
Both CNN and MSNBC run a commercial for natural gas and petroleum through, I forget which company. I get so angry I switch it off when I see it, but
American Petroleum Institute or something?
Yeah,
I've seen their propaganda.
Wonderful.
Oh, we're creating thousands of jobs and all this bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen that blonde talking. Yeah. Incidentally, newsflash on MSNBC. It's going to drop the campaign to lean forward, and it's going to be less political coming up pretty soon. They got rid of Joy Reid, one of their people during the day. I don't think they're going to touch Ed Schultz or Rachel Maddow, but they're starting to weed a lot of people out, and their ratings have started to drop quite a bit because they, you know, Joe Scarborough, he is the worst rated show of any national news cable show on network TV, but they're trying to get closer to CNN, and CNN is trying to get closer to Fox. Kind of, it's just a free for all. What Keith Olbermann built up several years back that really made them great is starting to erode, and that's a real tragedy.
Okay, which one of you guys is building the toy model on their desk? Okay,
not me.
I'm hearing it.
Not me.
Yeah, I don't know. I hear something in the background, but.
Yeah, I heard a.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay, wait.
Now it's real quiet.
Yeah, you're caught, whoever it was.
I got to get a piece of cheese. It was me. This mic I have is very, very sensitive, so. Please find it in your heart to forgive me.
Yeah. So the only alternative now is free speech TV, freespeech.org or RT or Roku and places like that.
Al Jazeera,
there you go. That's another good one.
Yeah, they're
They have their fair share of commercials.
Yeah, and they do have their propaganda. I mean, every channel has their propaganda.
Everyone just has to be...
You know, it's a smorgasbord. You take a little bit of the potatoes here, and you take a little bit of the corn there, and a little bit of this and that, and you make your own judgment.
Yeah, and then you make your own plate with it. That's right. But that's what critical thinkers do, David. That's a good point, because among conservatives, you don't see much critical thinking. They go to one or two news sources. They go to Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, or they go to Fox News and Rush Limbaugh, or Ann Coulter and Fox News, and they think they got the world by the tail and they got it all down, and they don't know what they're doing. That's why they're so shallow thinking, and they're so wrong.
You're thinking that they're going to those. You're thinking they're going to those channels for news, and they're not. They're going for reinforcement of their ideas.
Exactly.
Well stated,
good point.
David, well stated, right there. You
nailed. Good point. Good point.
It's what they want to hear is what they want to
see. Yeah, you see no critical thinking, no examinations at all. They'll take the craziest slogans in the world. Well, where did Sarah Palin get her stuff from? I mean, you take the craziest ideas in the world, and they'll just run with them as if they're true.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, we sit back here and scratch our heads and we laugh.
Coming out of
what is wrong with you guys?
God. Well, have you heard some of the stuff coming out of CPAC?
Oh yeah,
I can only imagine.
CPAC thing, and, you know. Oh my God.
The way I described CPAC in the past was, it is the Barnum and Bailey circus sideshow that Barnum and Bailey built his business plan around.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that sensationalism. You know, come yep. see the snake boy, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's yeah. CPAC.
Yeah.
There was one topic I wanted to bring up today, and I'm glad David's here to talk about it. We had a little thing go on over in the Journey Room. I have to add Wayne to the Journey Room on Facebook.
Yeah.
There was a post over in Journey for Roundtree 7 on Facebook. I was the first one to post it, but I didn't use the bloody picture. And then Brian Stetton, who we need to get on this show because he does run on, but he's pretty brilliant with some of his stuff. He does Progressive to Democracy with Ruth Ann Amartafeo mm-hmm. over on the mm-hmm. other channel. And he and I both posted this piece about the American blogger Roy, who was killed, Roy being the last name, killed in Bangladesh, and his wife was also attacked. He was killed by a meat cleaver. He's a prominent Bangladeshi-American blogger known for speaking out against religious extremism. He himself mm-hmm. was an atheist. And he was hacked to death as he walked through Bangladesh's...
Terrible way to go.
Yeah. Just a horrible story, but it's got thousands of people in Bangladesh protesting over it in the street. Mm-hmm. But we had a little to do over in the Journey Room because somebody reported to the social media, to Facebook, the picture that was with it, that it was too bloody, which it was a it showed the wife covered in blood.
That was bloody. I saw it, actually.
Yeah,
it showed the wife covered in blood.
But it got reported to...
That's the first for us, isn't it, David?
Yeah, it was the first one. It got reported to the Facebook goons.
Yeah,
a little bit of flack over it.
Yeah, the goons got back to Brian and said there was really nothing wrong with this post because it did not promote violence. It spoke against violence.
Yeah, it just showed it, you know. Right,
it just showed it. But my point is that here is a horrible thing that really deserves to be seen, and I don't mean the bloody pictures, but I mean the whole information needs to get out.
It needs to be popularized, or you know, people need to know about it.
Know that this is going on, that this kind of craziness happens, and that it's wrong, and be able to assimilate the information in their lives, whichever way they wish to, and. You won't see it anywhere near any of the media that is common in our country.
Well, I'm surprised at that.
Only online. David, did you see it?
Well, that's where your good news comes from, is online. The rest of that network crap is damn near worthless. We've known that for a long time.
Yeah, it's got me pretty much
entertainment. It's sensationalism, unless it's in bad taste. You know, it's sensationalism or it's conflicts, and they don't give you the real news. They give you a little snippet of it, and they don't delve at all. They don't do any investigative journalism anymore. It's really gotten atrocious. It's just terrible. And then you got the big debate now is Bill O'Reilly lying a bunch of times. And who was the other guy? The guy on NBC.
Brian Williams.
He's lying about a helicopter incident that never occurred to his helicopter. And, you know, who cares?
But the difference will be NBC got rid of Williams. Fox will keep.
His ratings have gone up.
I'm going to say.
That gets back to the point where it's news is not what they go to that channel for. They go for reinforcement.
Right.
That's
exactly.
He's Barnum and Bailey. He's a showman.
Very true.
Go to politicalfactandfactcheck.com. At any given day, Fox News is 40 to 60% totally inaccurate, made up, or blatant lies.
Right, exactly.
Well, there's three variables.
I was just accurate.
60%.
I would have thought about 90%.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. You know that Fox had a little poll they did with Gallup about the trustability of Bill Riley during this week, and only 35% of the people looking trust him.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm surprised it was that many. Although, considering they were Fox viewers, you know.
That's really.
He's a barker, you know. I mean, would you trust
the
circus
point.
Barker that says, come in and buy tickets? He's a barker.
He's a barker.
That's right.
He's not a news person.
Yep. No, not at all. Not even in the close.
He may have a label of a news person, but, you know.
Yeah, that's a lie. Like everything else on Fox News. You know, I learned a long time ago that Fox News isn't worth my time. Mm-hmm. And so the only time I see anything from Fox News is little clips that, like, Keith Olbermann used to show and ridicule, or somebody on Free Speech, Tom Hartman or somebody does, and they just shoot holes in it easily. And, you know, that's the only time I care to even see anything about Fox News. It is so disreputable. It isn't worth my time. Life's too short for pure bullshit, and that's all you get there.
I agree. I mean, I don't even post any, you know, if I hear some outrageous, you know, see something.
Yeah, I don't even
post about
it.
Some latest outrageous thing on Fox. I don't even mess with it. You know, it's not even worth the time to.
It is. Yeah,
you know,
they're not
like,
even worth
so
a
what?
Comment,
you know,
really.
The sun
except
came up.
We are commenting, but just to ridicule them because they're so pathetic. But
I don't pay attention to Fox at all until it comes into another news outlet.
But you know, the sad thing is, among cable news companies, they have the highest rankings by far. And it's really, they have a majority of the rankings. And that's really sad because it just shows the sad state of mind of the American public to actually follow that bullshit for whatever reason they follow it. And that a certain amount of those idiots do actually believe what they see. And those are the ones that go to Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck for other information, and Ann Coulter and the rest of those yahoos. So, you know, those people are just, they're very ignorant and they're just very, not very smart.
Listen, David,
I've always thought that Fox was sort of a symptom of something larger. I mean, people are afraid for whatever reason, you know, even if it's an ignorant reason, you know, one of the first emotions from fear is hate and defensive mode. And I think Fox is always taking a grasp of that and understood it.
They're always trying to promote wedge issues. You're very good point. Very good point.
Yeah, it's a powerful emotion and a powerful tool.
Yeah. Yeah, and Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch have learned how to use it very effectively.
Well, I mean, there's a certain population of the country that they really cannot think. They do not.
Right.
I mean, I'm serious. They do not have the thought process of critical thinking. I mean,
right.
I remember seeing a poll just not too long ago where 25% of the population in the U.S. thinks that the sun revolves around the Earth.
I can't
get past that fundamental fact.
Dave, I saw that. 25%. I couldn't hardly believe what I read.
Well,
I had to look to see if it came from Fox News.
That explains the people that believe
the amazed or surprised to see the correlation between that 25% and the amount of Fox viewers, because I think it's sort of the same mindset.
Yeah, you're right. And that it dates really back even as far as there's always a bedrock of those people that are just won't get it. That same 25%
was roughly
the same number that believed to their deaths that Nixon was innocent and just framed and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, you just can't convince some people because they're just so damn ignorant.
You know, it's a genetic thing. I mean, probably that same 25% of the people that believe that you could dunk witches and determine if they're a witch or not, or, you know, or the plague could came from scratching your balls or something. I don't know. You can't deal with them.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, damn, I'm doomed.
or eating cheese. Plague comes from eating cheese.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, no, a double whammy.
Yeah, boy. It's really pathetic. But, you know, we can't live around those people. We've just got to keep on pushing forward in our own ways, and dealing with what we believe to be the correct and righteous thing to be doing. And so we can't let these idiots distract us, although they do want from time to time. But when they the damage they do when they convince normal people that are somewhat critically thinking,
for a time they convinced them,
like Iraq, they scared the people into going into war and supporting the Iraq war until it was far too late. And, you know, things like that are just terrible, and they should never be allowed to occur, but they do happen.
Jack, you remember Mudrake did a little post that was talking about a one-on-one experience with a young teenage boy. He was in his 18s, mm-hmm. and, of course, his dad was a conservative and stuff, and the boys mm-hmm. said something to Mudrake that Saddam Hussein attacked us at 9/11. And Mudrake looked at him and said, "Where are you getting this stuff? Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little religious faction with Osama bin Laden up in Pakistan. You know,
right.
where did you even get this?
You got it from his dad, probably.
I heard it on Fox News. Yeah, you know, they heard it on Fox News was his reply.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, no, more of their bullshit. Everything they do is a lie. 9/10 of what they do is a lie or it's twisted.
Right.
And that's dangerous. That's dangerous, man. That's really dangerous. You know, that goes beyond jingoism and William Randolph Hearst at the turn of the last century. It goes beyond that stuff. It goes far mm-hmm. beyond that. It's very dangerous.
I'd just not say it's very similar because William Randolph Hearst was the one who promoted the Spanish-American War. Right.
Spanish-American War. Yeah, I remember the name.
Right. That was all Randolph Hearst's. He was the Fox News of his day.
That's why I laughed so hard when I heard Patty Hearst, his grandchild or whatever she was, the relation, joined the Symbionese Liberation Army in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
To this day, I still find it hilarious. Yep.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Her little dog just won the American Kennel Club.
Yeah, the dog award. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I equate the sort of ignorance by flu. You know, if you keep your immunity high and you stay healthy and you drink your water and everything, you can battle off the flu or whatever pretty much. But, you know, if you let your immunity drop low, if you allow these things to sort of take control, then, you know, it can almost become an epidemic. But, you know, really, that's why we need to have leaders that are intelligent. And leaders that we can vote for.
Yeah.
And that's where the distortion of the dollars in politics is really bringing things to to the lowest common denominator because we're not really electing the smartest and most capable, you know, the Franklin Roosevelts and the Kennedys, the biggest puppets. Yeah, they're stooges that will put up with whatever that they're told to put up with. They're puppets.
Exactly. Yeah, the little lapdogs like
Scott
Walker
and people
like that. And I speak
for both Democratic and Republican.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Democratic and Republican. I'm a single in that one single party.
It's very true.
Does anybody think that the subject of racism, what's been going on with the police and the obvious racism that's reared back up in this country will have anything to do with the 2016 election?
No.
Well, you never know.
Like the plague.
It seems to be on the rise, but on the other hand, 2016 will mean the end of Obama's term in office, and these guys hate the idea of a black president. And once he's out of the picture, maybe it'll calm down a little bit. Who the hell knows?
Yeah, but that's not where this racism is gestating from. That's not, the social handicapping going on out there right now, even in social networks and stuff, with the idea that, you know, its time has come and gone and come and gone. And, the issues are, I see them every day. David, you said that it's posted all through Journey. I mean, I bring up one article that Tricia posted. From Jezebel, I don't know what to do with good white people. And all of the points that are brought up in that article have to do with, what do you call it? White, the Adventist.
I don't know where you're going there.
you know, there's...
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, racism and police enforcement has always been there. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've, for the lynchings and suddenly disappearance of everyone, but I think
no, it's
also
just indiscriminate
you have
gun,
to add in the factor... I think you have to add in the factor that a lot of this is like roosters coming home to roost, that you had a lot of this, you know, these veterans that come back from Afghanistan and Iraq, and a lot of them, you know, they still have a little bit of PTSD, and what are the first
sure.
things they want to get into? Because what that's what they've been doing since they're 18, you know.
Yeah, just shooting people.
Been in
right.
enforcement.
Shooting. Yep.
Yeah, shooting mm-hmm. people, enforcement. So they go into this, and they got already some issues in their brain, mm-hmm. and then they're being stocked up because the Department of Homeland Security has given all the police departments machine guns and, you know, AR-15s and tanks,
yeah.
and, you know, every one of them has got something that makes them look like they're sieging Fallujah or something, you know, and it's Mayberry.
Insane. Yeah, it's insane.
So it's a lot of things that are coming together that,
yeah.
that you know, it's a perfect storm.
Yeah,
you know, you got the racism that's already entrenched,
right?
You got the weapons there, and then you got the people that are already got a chip on their shoulders. You know, if they're not shooting people, they're going home and beating their dog or beating their wife because they need help.
Yeah, right.
But there's also a large subject on the table out there too about white privilege and whites
oh,
not
yeah.
recognizing it, and black people or African American people have not really achieved a freedom and equality because of white privilege. Is it cool?
No, on paper they have, but there's a long way between paper, long distance between paper and reality, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I have to disagree with that one. I don't even think on paper they've achieved.
Right.
I mean, even women are getting, 70% of what men get.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so
a good
you,
point, too.
I mean, Oso
very,
brought up something
true.
That was a very good point. He showed a chart that showed, you know, white women as opposed to Hispanic women as opposed to black women, it's even mm-hmm. getting worse, you know. It's like black women getting 50% and, you know, it just
right.
goes down and
wow,
lower
yeah.
and lower.
No, it's just so wrong, and
it's
unnecessary.
And it gets to be geographical, too, because in South Florida, Hispanic or Cuban-American women are paid more than any other kind of woman because there's just
a
majority
yeah.
of Cuban women down there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's no white privilege.
But as the country as a whole.
Yeah,
yeah
the country as a whole, it's a different story. I agree.
Right, yeah.
But when you get pockets of people from, so there's cities, areas in Michigan that have more Islamic people, more Muslim people living in it than any other kind
mm-hmm.
of people. Sure they
oh,
get
and they say there are no-go zones for that those areas. Isn't that insane?
What does that mean? What does
it
that
means
mean?
That, yeah, what does I mean, that mean? Supposedly it's forbidden for white people or any other non-Muslim person to go into that area. They do it so at their own risk, and it's a bunch of bunk, but it's being spread around by people that are very much
well, it's like
racist
Fox
against
News, right? It's just,
yeah.
It's
yeah, like Fox,
Fox
News.
Fox News
yeah.
is about ready
yeah.
to be thrown out of France because they had the no-go zones in Paris.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, France has a freedom of speech, but if you say it, you better be able to back it up. Especially
exactly.
if
yeah,
you're
they won't let you get away with it
news,
the way they do here.
A news organization, right. And if you're
right.
slinging bullshit, it's like, okay,
yep.
you've lost your privilege to broadcast in this country.
Yep, yep.
But unfortunately, we
good,
don't have
for France.
In this country. Cause, right, right. So.
Whoa, really? Man, I feel like I got slapped in the side of the head. I didn't know there was no-go zones in this country.
Well,
that's what they try to promote. No, there's no such
right.
thing. But they try to say that there are. You know, it's insane.
Yeah. It's race hating.
Yeah, it's race hating, race baiting, and race hating. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Yeah, it's just
it's you know
hate baiting.
Okay, gotcha. So, but you guys don't think that any of this stuff is really going to make it to the table during the presidential election?
No, no.
Oh, it'll be in the background. You can bet on that, and there'll
be
a lot
something.
Of emails going around
underlying current.
under the
best.
Radar.
Right, underlying currents at best.
Yes, good point. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's what it'll be. You can't escape.
It'll be anything but the economy, NSA, or the wars overseas.
Right, and boy, the
anything
NSA should be a big topic, but it won't be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah,
Wall
we have
Street.
No privacy.
What about that?
Anymore.
What happened to that?
Yeah.
What about Wall Street? Yeah. Banks.
Right. Yeah, and those guys too.
My God.
We can thank Eric Holder for not prosecuting any of those guys, and Obama for tacitly, you know, pushing it along too. So that's bad. You know, that's really bad. A bunch of those guys should be in jail right now.
Germany has drawn up a bill, or a warrant, I guess, for Bush, Cheney, and who was the Secretary of
Cheney.
State?
Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, all of them.
Not Rice, but the men have warrants drawn up in Germany.
Wolfowitz, all those guys. Bremer.
For crimes.
Right.
Yep.
I'm sorry, say that again, Glenn. I kind of missed that. Germany has got warrants for Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld.
Yes, that's something the government is attending to right now. I think it was published 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is
it
David
Dico? What were the charges?
Yeah,
is it war criminal thing from The Hague? Or?
Yeah.
It was the USC. I think it was back in 2014.
Seems to me the Merkel government made a stand on that, and they came out very forcefully against the Iraqi war crimes, and it was perpetrated by Cheney and Bush and Rumsfeld, and I don't know the exact specifics, but I know they fingered those three fellows at least. And so they had better watch their trips to Germany if, in fact, they're going to make any.
Well,
they might end up in the slammer
on the way to the
Hague.
Right. Well, Jack, I know I've made a statement on this on the show a couple times, and in my old post I made a mention of it. But Rumsfeld went to France to, you know, go speak on something. It was kind of, you know, political aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are arrest warrants from the Hague. International war criminals. No different than Milosevic of Serbia when he went into the Croatian area and killed everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, when the French found out that he was there, it was there by duty to be able to had to serve that warrant on him.
Right.
Of course, you know, when they found out that the French police were coming after him, they grabbed Rumsfeld, took him to, I'm trying to think which embassy. So basically, they stuffed him in the floor, covered him with a blanket of a Mercedes Benz, drove him to Germany to a U.S. Air Force base, and they flew his ass out of there.
Right.
They were coming to arrest him at that time, and that was
that should have happened
5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
And somebody should rendition Cheney to The Hague. They really should. They should give him a taste of his own medicine.
Gentlemen, these are the facts. This is what David was referring to. The European Center for Constitutional and Human Rights has filed a criminal complaint against the U.S. torture architects, members of the Bush administration, and organization accused the CIA director and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. This is the EC doing this, and that was in December of last year. And recently, Germany is following suit with their own, like the French.
Good.
Putting it out there as war criminals. You don't hear anything about it on our news or anything, but.
Like I said, Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld had better not leave this country because of our military strength and the force we have here. If they get out to another country, they will be instantly arrested.
Well, they'll
that's
always
the kind
be
of
welcome in
here.
Qatar and places like that, so that's where they'll
well,
end up
yeah.
heading,
right.
Dubai or
right.
something, you know. But that's the only places they'll be safe to go to.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, they
well,
can
I,
have
I
them.
Just did a search in the Interpol database, and it doesn't have a warrant anywhere. But
Interpol?
Now, Glenn,
well, that's a different
I
agency altogether.
Glenn.
That's a different agency altogether.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but no warrants in Interpol, so.
Okay.
Jeez.
What a shame.
So the EC can put that information out there, but it's not actually on an Interpol's list. How does
right.
that happen?
Well, yeah. You know, well, it comes down to politics, too. I mean, Italy
oh, yeah.
has a warrant for 13 or 16 CIA agents that did a extraordinary rendition, and they got convicted
good.
In absentia.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
no
absentia.
International warrants of admission for them either.
Yeah.
Absentia,
right.
yeah, that's what.
That's right.
No
yeah.
warrants for them either, so.
Oh,
mm-hmm. In Interpol, so.
So it's just national,
yeah.
international politics. You know, Jack, you mentioned Keith Olbermann and the good work. You know, he got pulled off the air again on ESPN.
Oh, did he make a statement, a political statement or something?
No, he made an offensive tweet.
Oh.
And, of course, he was right in what he said, calling the Penn State students pitiful over raising money and not giving it was a whole other issue, but he said what
sure.
he thought. And, again, he
yeah.
was. I would just love to see him get a seat at Al Jazeera or some.
Oh, yes.
Or some place where he, because I really miss him, you know?
I hope his agent is working on that as we speak. Wouldn't that be great?
I doubt it. I doubt
you know,
it.
Speaking of Al Jazeera, we've got a right-wing religious Republican here in the State House in Ohio. And he's put together a bill of outlawing any kind of abortion, you know, because blah, 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 abortion.
Yeah.
And Al Jazeera was interviewing him. And mm-hmm. the interviewer, a female, asked him, he says, well, why do you suppose a woman would go out and desire an abortion? And the guy was stymied for an answer. He did the old hobbita, hobbita, hobbita act. And he finally
mm-hmm.
came out and said, well, I guess, you know, like maybe financial reasons. I don't know. No one's ever asked me that question before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, but it took somebody like Al Jazeera to ask the most blatant, pertinent question
right,
to
exactly.
this guy to get
yeah.
him shut down.
Right.
There
well, you never hear CBS,
reasons.
ABC, or NBC, or
no,
any of the rest
no.
of those guys do it, or
no,
Fox
no,
News, none of them, you
no.
know.
None of the local stations, because like
right.
you said, he's a local, right here, in, you know, he reports to Columbus at the State House. But
oh, I see, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's not at the national.
Well, that's
level. Just,
that's the state of corporate media for you. We talked about it for years now, and it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. But you know, we just got to keep grinding our axes against them because those guys are something else. We gotta popularize Roku and RT and free speech TV and Al Jazeera and all the much better stations that have more news content and less bias and or less blatant bias, less corporate bias, and that's the only thing we can do, and we'll have to keep peddling that. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, the only place you get any real news is on your computer. People who
that's
don't
it,
have
yeah.
I know some. I know a couple on the block here that don't have a computer for a certain reason, and they do have the full cable, full blown out cable in there, and they watch Al Jazeera or BBC.
Good.
And I said,
good.
Well, yeah, but you know, Al Jazeera gets, you know, it's good, but it has.
Isn't that something? Al Jazeera and the BBC has more validity of news reporting in this country than our own sources. That's
oh,
the
our
sad
own
statement.
Sources, yeah, they're pathetic.
I want to thank you guys for being with me today. We're already at the end of the hour. I didn't.
Oh, for heaven's sake! Well, keep pushing forward, everybody. Keep pushing forward.
David, thank you for joining us this week.
Good to hear from you, David.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
enjoyed it
all, folks.
You too,
very
Wayne.
Good
to talk to you again. And Gwen, thank you for the opportunity. Very nice.
Yep.
And we'll talk to everybody again next week.
Very good. Take care, folks, and good night.
Yep. Have a great week.
Absolutely. This has been the Sunday Show with Jack Jodell, F. Wayne Johnson. Our guest was David Williams. And as always, we're sponsored by Roundtree7, the number 7.com. I'm Gwen Berry. Please join us again next week. And Jack, thank you.
Thank you, Gwen. Keep pushing forward.
There you go.